Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez fundraises off claim IPAC coming after her. By Joshua Kaplan on March 7, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, sent a fundraising email to supporters Thursday, claiming an influential pro-Israel group is coming after her and fellow freshman reps Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME. Rashida, Ilhan, and Alexandria have at times dared to question our foreign policy and the influence of money in our political system, the email begins. And now, lobbying groups across the board are working to punish them for it. The email said the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, is attempting to single the trio of progressive lawmakers out for questioning the United States' long-standing relationship with the Jewish state. Some members of Congress have even gone so far as to claim that questioning support for the U.S.-Israel relationship is unacceptable. But that's not how our legislative process is supported to work. The email continued, before comparing the bipartisan support on the two countries bound to the Iraq War. The letter then: there should be no special relationship or status with regard to Israel. We should actively check anti-Semitism, anti-blackness, homophobia, racism, and all other forms of bigotry, it said. Racism and bigotry of all forms are inextricably linked. And when we let Republican pit champions for equality against each, their own hateful rhetoric is what goes unaddressed. Atop the email is a quote from IPAC activist Stephen Fisk, in which he predicted to the New York Times that Ocasio-Cortez, Omar and Tlaib are three people who, in my opinion, will not be around in several years. The email comes as House Democrats passed an anti-hate resolution in response to Omar's anti-Semitic remarks. The Minnesota Democrat suggested that pro-Israel groups pressure lawmakers into taking a pledge of allegiance to Israel. Earlier this year, Omar apologized for a 2012 tweet in which she said Israel had hypnotized America. And last month, she apologized for suggesting that members of Congress support Israel because they are paid to do so. Asked for her thoughts on Omar's remarks, Ocasio-Cortez told CNN that the comment's just part of a learning process for her colleague. "I think it's a learning experience. It's part of the fact that when we elect the most diverse Democrats in Congress that we haven't pretty much ever, it means that we have new communities at the table, new conversations that need to be had," she said. "We have to learn how to have conversations differently every time. So I think it's just part of a learning process that we have as a country, frankly."